The following program is an MLWRadio.com production.
Here comes the boom!
I'm gonna stop, Prancer.
Did you say stop, Prancer?
I said stop, Prancer. She's barking. I don't know why.
What does it feel like to say the exact same thing that Santa Claus used to say to Settlers Reindeer's Day?
If only you saw my 5-pound answer, you'd be funnier.
So, what does that mean, 5 pounds? Does that mean really tiny, or that means really tiny?
Yeah, 5 pounds. It's Chihuahua. She's like a freaking little doll.
My dog's like 90 pounds.
Yeah.
He's huge. When he takes pictures of me, he looks like a normal-sized dog. It's fantastic. All right, so...
Hey, what's up? You don't want me to say, like, welcome to our episode or anything at the beginning, right?
You can if you want to.
No, but don't you think that'll give it, like, shouldn't we, like, talk a little bit and then work our way into that?
We can tease it, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys, and thank you for tuning in to this very special edition of Hashtag Wide In a Wednesday. I know if you follow the Wide In Twitter and socials, you see that, you know, we kind of have something cooking going on, and, you know, we were, you know, telling you guys we're going to let you know today. So, Matt, I mean, how are we going to do this, man?
We've got something cooking going on, is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, we got some, you know, cooking in our stove, in our oven.
This is,
you know, when you got something cooking going on, you know, you got.
Well, you know, Robbie, it's been a really interesting journey, right? Where you called me and we had that talk. Believe it or not, I was sitting outside of a Chipotle, and then we started the podcast, and we have had a lot of good guests, and it looks like we have some announcements at the end of the show about the future of the show, and the future of myself and Robbie. But let's talk a little bit about what we've done so far. How has this year been for you, Robbie?
Well, this year's been amazing. I mean, I talked about this on my interview where you interviewed me when it was my episode of Why It Ended, and I basically said how, you know, this podcasting was something that I never thought would be for me, and I was turned off to it because everyone does it. And I feel like people do it without a reason. And then this concept I came up with of Why It Ended was such a cool idea. And even after we started doing it, it took me a few episodes to get in the groove. Like I always say, you know, I like listening to myself talk. I don't really love listening to others talk. But I really have learned to love listening to people's stories and journeys and appreciate them. Where this podcasting thing has really become something that, like, I kind of have cherished each week, and you're a big part of that, Matt. I like talking and hanging with you.
Yeah, man, you're a big part of it too, and it sucks that there's gonna have to be some changes, and it's been a lot of fun for me, man. Honestly, interviewing 50 different wrestlers of all different types have been really fascinating for me, you know, especially the last couple with Jake. But let's go back to the beginning real quick, Robbie. Our first episode was with Glacier. Now, I learned as an editor that wrestlers talk a lot, so I edited it down a lot, and Glacier was fantastic, and I thought we were off to a good start. What did you think about that Glacier episode?
Yeah, I mean, well, that was the one, like I said, I'm just, because like you said, we edited it down because our original idea was we didn't really want episodes to be longer than an hour, and, you know, we ended up being on the phone with him for, God, probably 2 hours because he just, in a good way, talks so much. He's a very positive and energetic guy when he tells his stories. But for me to stand, to sit still and listen to someone speak for 2 hours was something I really had to learn to do and get used to, and so it was kind of like a rude awakening to what podcasting and interviewing is, but I ended up enjoying it. You know, by the end of it, I was like, wow, that was really cool. I learned about this whole dude's life. It was very enjoyable and entertaining. And then when I heard the edited version after you got done with it, it was great. So I was excited for the fans to hear it because you do such a great job on, you know, the other end of the behind the scenes podcast stuff.
Well, thanks, man. And it was a learning experience for me too, because, you know, the focus when I do a podcast or when we do podcasts is to make it as entertaining for the fans. And for that one, you know, it was a learning curve, I think. And then I think we got put on the map really early with our second episode, which was Muhammad Hassan. And really, like, we did Muhammad Hassan. He finally got his story out. He finally told everybody what he's up to. He did a long form, in-depth interview answering questions he's never answered before. And then what happened?
then that was where we pretty much discovered that we were changing lives, because we actually helped him. We pushed him kind of to get back into pro wrestling and to wrestle a match after, what was it, 15 years?
Yeah, 15 years.
So, I mean, that was when I kind of said, oh, my God, this, we kind of have to keep this podcast going because we are changing lives.
That was the best thing. And then we actually had him back on. And then we confirmed the fact that kind of, you know, he did our interview and then, like, he just kind of, I picture him like walking around the pool, just kind of mulling his Muhammad Hassan thoughts and thinking, yeah, Matt Kuhn was right. Maybe I need to give this another shot. It's pretty astounding, man. I'm so happy for him. He's such a great guy, right?
Yeah. And then he ended up saying it was a blast that he wanted to do more of it. So he was taking appearances and wrestling shows again, which was cool. And then, of course, the next few episodes consisted of what? There was Buff Bagwell. There was Just Incredible. So I don't know how much reminiscing you want to do of that craziness.
Well, yeah, I think we became known for being a podcast that could ask questions of people that, or I would. Yeah, that was when I kind of developed my like bravery in these things, where you would just be like, dude, I'm not asking. You ask him. And we had some really incredible interviews with Justin Credible, with, you know, the ones that people say are really entertaining for different reasons. Beefcake. Well, let's get to Beefcake later. You know, Credible and Marty Jannetty and Buff Bagwell. People love those interviews. What do you think it was about them?
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, those are the guys that are willing to tell all. And when you tell all and you give some juicy information you don't really give an F, it's going to be an entertaining story. So those guys certainly weren't afraid to come on our podcast and basically say anything. And that kind of makes for something I think anyone, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, would want to hear. People love crazy stuff.
Do you have a favorite story of those first few episodes, including the last three we just said?
God, I mean, you know, it was a cool one. I remember on the Marty Jannetty episode how he said he was playing the slots for hours and didn't win anything. And then Shawn Michaels strolled in and pulled it once and won all that money. And he said that was kind of like the setup for the rest of their careers.
Dude, that's such a great story because it's such a metaphor. But it also kind of brings me to the wrestler thing. You've been a wrestler a long time. I'm sure there's sometimes wrestlers talk and you guys kind of look at each other and go, yeah, okay. Like, how many times do you feel like we were getting worked, like in some of these interviews, like some bullshit or some, like, you know, saying I don't remember or that kind of thing?
There's a lot of things in wrestling that, you know, a story, you know, it's at a one, but you kind of make it times 10. You know, you make everything bigger than it is. You kind of blow it up. So a lot of the stories sometimes might be kind of real, but they also might be very like, you know, I'm going to add this part in here and make this, instead of saying, you know, 10, I'm going to say 20. And you know what I mean? Just make things bigger than they are. I think a lot of wrestlers do.
With Brutus the Barber Beefcake, I can't talk tonight. He did an interview and he admitted later, to nobody's surprise, that he was inebriated and kind of maybe blamed us a little bit on Twitter. And then we did it the second follow-up interview and he was all good. What did you think about that entire Brutus experience?
Well, I think that was our first episode and legitimately where we actually got any negative feedback, because everyone had loved our show so much and everything. And yeah, some people got a kick out of that episode, but some people really were disappointed in the fact that, you know, it was almost, I don't want to say a waste of an interview, but just that, like, you know, a lot of talking went on where he wasn't really answering questions or giving full answers. And then a lot of people even tried to blame me and you, saying, well, why would we interview this guy if he seemed half in the bag, which me and you had no clue he was. We never would have interviewed him if he was. We kind of, I always just thought that's kind of how he always was. And I think you did too. So that was a turning point for us where we finally had some fans kind of turn away, but we ended up drawing them back in with great interviews to follow.
Yeah. Like they were just mad for a week. And it was funny because, with Beefcake, he, yelled at you and I edited out of the show
numerous times.
And you know, we don't want to make anybody look bad and we don't want to make ourselves look bad, but we want the show to be good. And there was a couple times where Beefcake just yelled at you that we took out. I thought they were hilarious. I wish I still had them.
Well, of course you love him. Anyone yells at me. Yeah. For some reason he was just all over me, man. It was weird.
Speaking of all over, what about the time that I was like berated in poetry form about my smoking, my Lanny Pop.
For having, oh, that was the best. I thought he was just going to yell at you for 15 seconds and it turned into like a 5-minute poem on why you shouldn't smoke cigarettes, and you were just kind of, what was your response to that when he was done?
We were on video that time, so I just didn't smoke for the rest of the show, but I thought it was hilarious. Like, the funny thing is it wasn't that he is Lanny Poffo, right? The poet. It's not like he just did like cigarettes. He already did a book of poetry about cigarettes, and he had like a bunch ready to go. And so he was, it's like I was transporting back in time and he was reading out of the back of a Frisbee while I'm sitting here smoking. It was surreal, man.
And did any of that even affect you? Did you take his advice at all?
Yeah, you know,
now instead of 40 cigarettes a day, you smoke 39.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because I think what it gave me is that it gave me inspiration, because as you know, there's many cures for smoking, but the number one is, of course, poetry. So that's the other thing about Lanny Poffo, is he treated like a quiz show. And so, like, he would keep asking you, he'd be like, and then we had Jim Barnett. Do you know who that was, Robbie?
Yeah, to the point where I was just like, dude, you know I don't know. Stop asking.
It was the best thing of all time. Lanny, fantastic. We've had some interviews with some old school guys like Tully Blanchard and guys like that. What did you think of the Tully Blanchard interview? And to a wider extent, did you learn anything about wrestling or wrestling history or from these older guys, maybe a little bit before your time?
Yeah, no, I totally listen. I've loved everyone that we've had on, whether I knew anything about them or not. I really get to enjoy listening to them. And I did learn things, especially Tully Blanchard. His story was awesome. And I actually went back after that and watched a lot of his matches. He did so many cool and different things as a heel wrestler, things that, you know, I've stolen that now I use. And the Tully Blanchard whole situation was awesome. And it's a shame how early he got taken out of professional wrestling for everybody. He had so much more left in him.
And that was totally like he left from the Brainbusters to out of wrestling, you know, and that was kind of the concept of the show, you know. And then we kind of hit this really cool stride, you know, really good downloads. And then something, I think a pivot point kind of tipped us in a direction, you know. And Robbie and I, sometimes we plan guests weeks and weeks in advance. We've had 5 guests line up. Other times it's Tuesday night and it's like, who could we call, right? I mean, it hasn't happened often, but it has happened where we're like, oh, crap, we need a guest.
Well, no, it did. I mean, it's not like it's me and you are just very specific on the kind of guest we want. I mean, it's always that we could have gotten a guest. I think we just were very picky, and me and you have different tastes and different opinions on what would draw and what people would want to hear. So it was always that kind of back and forth. And then, you know, there was Larry, but we don't even want to get into Larry. And he kind of just added a hell of a lot more to our guest situation. Good Larry, old Larry.
Larry helped us a lot. And what I was getting at is that sometimes it was just kind of just a little throw out by there. Like someone like, oh, I just talked to so-and-so today. And one of us would be like, oh my God, that'd be great. And for me, I think the last few months, last couple months, the turning point was just me and you were actually together in Baltimore. And I was like, well, why don't I just ask Tony Schiavone? And so I texted him right there. I know Tony really well. And Tony did it. And I thought that was a beginning of really a great run of shows. What did you think about the Schiavone show? And then the shows that followed, you know, that kind of brought us to where we are now.
Yeah, I thought Schiavone was great. Yeah, listening to him talk, it's the guy just knows how to speak where people listen. And yeah, from there, it was kind of like, we just kind of went back in an upswing, which was great. Every week was getting bigger and bigger, leading eventually to a few weeks ago where we had Tyrus, where Fox News actually posted the link to it because he was on, which we got like quadrupled, even more than that, I think. I don't know how many quadruple is in downloads. And that was our biggest episode ever. And, I mean, we are definitely, you know, on the up right now for this podcast.
Yeah, we did Schiavone. We did Arquette. I know we did someone else good. And, you know, I just want to mention, I really liked the Jimmy Jacobs show. I thought that was one of my favorites because he talked so well and he was so entertaining. But we had, Arquette on, and that was great. And then we had Dreamer on. And with Dreamer, he was on Bust Open that week. So that was like a huge show for us, right?
Yeah, well, I was on Busted Open that week, and I was talking about that podcast. So I think that was why the downloads got so high that week, remember?
That's right. Dreamer is always on Busted Open, but you promoted the hell of that show on Busted Open Radio on Sirius XM. I'm auditioning for people right now, by the way, Robbie. I don't know if you know that. On Sirius Radio.
Hey, I just thought of, you know, we never had Adam Rose on. He would have been a good guest.
Adam Rose would have been great. Let's call him. You know, and we got Damian Sandow on. That was fantastic, and that was a big one. And then these back-to-back Jake the Robert shows. Jake the Snake
Jake
Robert
the Rob. Shows. God, we're losing it, man. I know.
Well, that's a good. This is a good timing, then, isn't it? So Jake the Snake Robert shows were great, and we also did something that I really regret now, Robbie. We did this thing when you changed your name from Robbie E to Robert Strauss. We were like, it's gonna be our last show. It's gonna be our last show. It's gonna be our last show with Robbie E. But it turned out it was just Robert Strauss, and it was just kind of a funny thing to say. I kind of regret that now. How do you feel about that?
Well, now that we're about to reveal what we're about to reveal, I kind of wish we didn't either. Thoughts?
Well, I guess we'll get to it. You know, I wanted to talk longer, and maybe we will as we end, but I also don't want to bore people to death and kind of string you guys along. So I guess we'll just kind of break the news to them, Robbie. Why It Ended is now ending. Robbie, we'll get into why in a second, but how do you feel about this surprisingly successful venture ending now so suddenly?
You know what it is? It's, you know, I'm going to miss it. Like I said, I really do. Even though we joke around, I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy the positive feedback I get everywhere I go, whether it's at wrestling shows or conventions or on social media. I really do think it was a podcast that everyone enjoyed listening to, and a podcast that really could have gone on forever because everyone does have a different story to tell. It's just when I originally did get into this, it was, you know, like I said, it was meant to be short-lived. Me and you had a year agreement at the most. But to be fair, you know, I didn't think it was going to go as long as it did. And
you,
now we're
here. You were kind of saying, you know, that this might be a six-month thing or something you want to try out for a little bit. And the fact that we actually made it for the full year, that kind of surprised you too.
Yeah, it did. But I mean, you know me. I mean, every week you're pretty much saying to me, whether it's on the air or off the air, how are you doing this with so much going on and with my twins and my family and just with all my wrestling shows and everything? There is just so much freaking stuff going on in my life that it's just, you know, people don't properly promoting this and live shows and really having this successful podcast and bonus material. I mean, for Patreon.
Not to mention your world famous preparation on top of that.
Yeah, well, that's true. But I mean, for real, Matt, you know, with the extras we want to do for Patreon, it's just I don't want us to not be able to deliver 100%. And it's just I think at the point now we're for now, I think we're what is that saying? We're not saying goodbye. We're saying see you later, because I think anything could happen in the future. And, you know, why it ended, I think, is something that can be brought back at any time.
I would be very surprised if this was like the last time we talked or last time we hung out, because, you know, of all the people I've met in wrestling, all of them, Robbie is without a doubt my favorite. I've said this before, that Matthew, my son, knows that I have a very cynical view of people. Generally, I'm just like, this person, you know, even the nicest person in the world, I can just be like, what are they up to? And, you know, Matthew looked at me and he goes, man, you and Robbie really like each other. And this was here. And I go, yeah, we do. It's great. It's a great friendship. It's a great relationship. I hope to know you and talk to you for a very long time. But at the same time, dude, I'm a parent. And I know, you know, like they said on the Titan Games, you know, your full-time job is stay-at-home dad. And also you do gigs every weekend, you do seminars every weekend, you've got a, you know, you're doing things like freaking the Titan Games. I mean, you're flying out to places you can't tell me, like LA, to do the Titan Games, and then coming back and saying sorry I was gone for a couple of weeks, and you're pulled in a lot of directions. I think you just finally realized that it's just impossible for you to keep doing it, right?
Yeah, it's like I said, not necessarily impossible, but just that it is just, it's impossible to keep doing it and give 100%.
And that's, you know, not what you're about. So
no, when I go in, I go hard. It's all or nothing. If you're going to do something wrong, you do it right. So if I can't give 100%, it's just, you know, like I said, it's goodbye for, it's not goodbye. It's see you later.
And in talking to you and talking to other people, and first of all, I'd like to give a big thank you to MLW and Court Bauer for putting us on the air and hosting us. And I mean, with MLW, it immediately gives you credibility and it gives you a platform right away. And, you know, it's a great place for a podcast to go. And I think we're very grateful to Court for being so great with us, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, MLW, when I wanted to do a podcast, was the home that I wanted. And I'm thankful that he loved the idea and he loved me and you. And this was able to work so well because, you know, MLW has helped us. It's helped so many podcasts in the past. And, you know, it's the place to be. If you want to hear wrestling podcasts, MLW is the it podcast network. So
for sure.
It was great to still help keep my name alive and keep your name out there. And, you know, it was good for the both of us. And, yeah.
So is that how you had a sense in Jersey? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, that's the way cookie crumbles. So with that being said, Robbie, the good news is that we are continuing the show. Do you want to know what's going on, man?
Yeah, but I want you to say that again with your – I need one more laugh from you for old time's sake.
Well, the good news is, Robbie, that we're continuing the show. So,
all right.
And we're going to continue the show right here on the MLW.
Well, we're not continuing it. You're continuing it.
That's right. It's going to be better than ever. Now with many less text messages during the show. We're going to have a new show, and the name is going to be To Be Determined. Tune in next week for the new version of the show. Robbie, I'm going to expand it a little bit. I'm going to make it a little bit different. We're going to have a great guest. It's going to be a great show and a great concept, but I'm not ready to drop the full idea on everybody yet. But stay tuned to this show, this RSS feed, everything we got. Because the Matt Coombs Show, whatever it is going to be on the MLW Network. I'm super excited. I can't believe I have my own show. I'm a fan. I play guitar. I'm from Virginia. I watch wrestling. And now I'm on the MLW Radio Network. Thank you to Court Bauer. And also, I'd like to say I went to an MLW show, dude. It was outstanding. I went to the recent event they had in Philadelphia at the old ECW arena. And I'm telling you, man, that's an organization I want to be part of. And I am so happy that I can continue our legacy on here of why it ended. Keep the old shows, have a new fresh show on the MLW Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to listening every week. Now I get to be a fan of your show, man.
That's fantastic, Robbie. So now we'll have one more female listener than we always have.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Hit the note.
All right, that's all I got.
Robbie, you were the biggest proponent of this idea. Why do you think this idiot from Virginia who plays guitar can actually do his own podcast?
Well, again, first, let me just say, I encourage everyone. I mean, Matt, you've built up such a fan base throughout this past year we've been doing Wide Ended. People have really learned that behind the scenes, they already knew how much, you know, hard work you put in from all the other podcasts you've worked on, like Shivani's and Conrad and Bruce's and all the music you make and everything. But even beyond that, I mean, everyone hears you every week. I mean, not just the fans listening, but the wrestlers that are on are always so pleased with the questions that you ask because they're so in-depth and professional, and you really have a good, positive way of getting, you know, stories and information out of people that makes it just for a fun, entertaining listen. So I know whatever – and I kind of know some of your ideas. The podcast that you're in the midst of creating right now that, you know, is going to be the Matt Coombs podcast is going to be top-notch and awesome. So I encourage everyone that listens to Wide Ended to make sure you stay connected to Matt Coombs and this Twitter, because he is going to unload that idea here in the next few, hopefully, days.
Yeah, hopefully days.
Not short weeks. And it is going to be off the hook. And I'll definitely still retweet it. And I'll definitely listen to it because I was never a podcaster or listen to podcasts before this. But I guarantee no matter where I am in my travels, I will be listening to the new Matt Coombs podcast. Dude, I give you my word.
Oh, thank you so much, man. And you know, I think I developed a style and, you know, I know you like to talk about presence, but I got more and more comfortable asking these wrestlers questions and finding different ways to get to them. I think get to their inner thoughts, you know, and I think that's probably going to be the focus a new podcast I do, which is focusing on these wrestlers as people, as human beings, and what they thought and why they do what they do. And you can hear me on Vince Russo's Truth with Consequences every week. And, you know, we'll see. Right now, it's dicey, but, you know, I like Vince. He likes me. I think we're going to work things out. But that's what I'm up to. And Robbie, have you retired from podcasting?
Well, again, third time I'm saying it. Like I said, it's not goodbye. It's see you later. So never say never. We'll see what happens in the future. But real quick, before we even get to a point of wrapping this out, I want to switch it over for once. And I actually want to ask you a question, Matt. Oh my what God. Is something that you want to tell the fans about yourself? Because as weird as this sounds, like, I know you worked for Bruce and their podcast. I know you worked for Johnny. But how did you, in a, you know, a quick story, because, you know, I don't want to be bored listening to it. Right. Kidding. How did you get connected to even being part of podcasts?
It's a crazy story. You know, I have an unusual story even before I got to podcasting. You know, I'm basically an orphan, a ward of the court of the state of California, who has worked with kids for the last 30 years. That's basically what I do. I work with kids, whether it was being a director for the Boys and Girls Club or running a sports program with 10,000 kids or being a nanny. That's what I've always done. And I started a little music school about 6 years ago. I built it literally and figuratively. And I kind of retired from my musicianship at the time. I just really stopped being a musician, which is my, you know, another main gig I've had. And I recorded music. I liked music. And I got into wrestling podcasts. And I followed Conrad Thompson. Thompson said something like, hey, I need someone to make me this song. And then I sent him a song. I made a song. I pulled all my recording equipment out of storage, just do one song. And the next thing you know, I'm on a phone call with Bruce and Conrad. We need a theme song. And then Conrad's like, can you help me with this? And he's like, okay, well, the new Shivani show's starting. Can you help me with that? And then luckily through Conrad, he introduced me to a lot of different people. And even though publicly he's terrible to me, privately, I think he's just the worst.
That's but pretty anyway, awesome.
So through Conrad, I got involved with all this podcasting. And unlike everything else I've done in my life, it's been an easier skill to learn than anything I've done. So I might as well keep doing it, right?
Yeah, no, podcasting is for you. The people love you. I love you, Adam, man. You're awesome. So I definitely think you need to keep going. And I'm looking forward to your next project.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching your kids grow up. And I'm looking you forward to seeing you do a seminar in some town in Jersey I've never heard of before. and then do a show the next night in Wisconsin, you know, and then have you watch your kids all day long and kind of follow you that way on Twitter and stay in touch with you, man. It's been a pleasure doing this with you, man. And I would be very surprised if we never work together again.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%.
And of course, make sure to tune in next week to the new version of the show, the Matt Coon version of the show. I'm not going to say it's better than ever, Robbie, because it's missing you. Are you going to tune in, though?
Of course. Come on, man. Now I get to be a fan of you, and I can listen, and I can tweet you, and, you know, tell you all the stuff you're doing wrong.
And, Robbie, because you're going to be a fan of mine, I'm going to bite the bullet, and you know what I'm going to do?
Go to one of my seminars and become a wrestler?
I'm going to watch one of your matches. So,
good luck.
I guess that's why we found out that Wyatt ended. Ended on
Wide Ended.
Wide Ended. Thank you guys. Stay tuned. Coming up with something very soon.